Supposing someone's a wild beast, how can you say it's a divinity then? Well, now here again we must examine our own experience very carefully. These things are not meant to be theoretical concepts. They are truths, and if they're truths, they can be found and will be found in our daily experience. And so I give you one of my own. In tropical countries, in India for instance, especially some good time ago, high fevers were common. And people sometimes had delirium. Now, some people, and it depends on the circumstances, but they can be like wild beasts because they think they're being, well, as far as you can make out, they're being attacked by enemies or by wild beasts or something like that. And they're fighting for their lives. Now, if you have some technique, you're told, well, you've got the, these things, you go and subdue the chap, you see, and he's got to be, got back to bed and more or less tied down with a sheet across him, and then they can perhaps... Well, now, the face is glaring eyes and distorted with hate and fear, and it's lashing out, you see, and it catches you. It's not easy to avoid these things completely. You can avoid if you have some skill to some extent. Well, now, when that happens, you feel a flash of hatred and fury. But then you look and you see behind that distorted mask of hate and fear, you can see the features of the man you know, your friend, as he was when he's not in a fever. What a nice chap. You can see the noble human being inside the wild beast. And that takes away the momentary flash of anger and rage, and you don't go for him as you could. Well, I just give this as an example, that it is possible to see the divine standing in the beings. But it's not the external personality which is now functioning. There's something deeper behind that, which is so often momentarily or temporarily for quite a time obscured. But it's possible to train to see it a little bit. And when it's seen a little bit, then there's a conviction that it is there. And then there's an impulse to try to see more. And to behave, you're not giving way to the wild beast, but you are serving the human being when you subdue him. And he's fighting like mad, but when you subdue him and just hold him down to the sheets, you're serving the noble human being, although you are subduing the wild beast, the temporary wild beast. Well, this is an example that the teachers say through meditation, and through examining our experience of life, we can come to the realization that this is possible. And then through the meditation, we can begin to develop a faculty by which this can be, at any rate, momentarily seen. So this is the first one, Maitri. It's a friendliness towards the divine in people, not a friendship towards their surface personality. The second one is Karuna, which means something like sympathy or compassion. And we would normally say this is the impulse to do some good to them. Now, in the morality of most of the Eastern systems, less stress is placed on this than on purifying the heart and not being hostile to people. They think that most of the woes of the human world and human life are caused by hostility of human beings to each other, not by natural catastrophes or by accidents. Those can be relatively easily met. A famine, a failure of the monsoon, there's a famine, and it can be relatively easily met. But when there's a perpetual civil war in the area, or when we are trying to do good by bringing in the food, it's a temporary and local good. A few people get fed. Mostly the warring sides grab it, and the war goes on. But if something can be done to reduce the cause of the civil war, well, then the problem can be really solved. Without that, unless we purify our own minds, as it said, we're doing good with boxing gloves. Imagine yourself with boxing gloves on, trying to work in the kitchen or in the house. Well, you can just about manage to do a few things, but all the time you've got no delicacy or sensitivity, and the boxing gloves keep knocking things over and getting in the way. Imagine trying to play the piano in boxing gloves, or to cook a meal in boxing gloves. Now, they say we have boxing gloves of hate and love, sticking attachment, and therefore we can't act efficiently. It's quite clear to me that in a certain situation, there's a little group of us, it's quite clear to me that he would be the best man to do it. But I don't like him. No, we won't have him. We'll have him. He'd do it as well. Well, in this is the sort of boxing glove. There's no sensitivity to the true needs of the situation at all. I want to hit something. My boxing gloves on. And even when I try to help, I knock things over. So the first thing is to begin to purify our own instruments, our own mind.